when I think of all the troubles that poor old Lou has and Ruth has with their health, I consider that you and I are pretty lucky, and I sure hope that my cousin gets things over, because he's always really optimistic about most things, and like he says, when he's telling him about my troubles, he just things just get down sometimes, but they'll get better. That's the hope that springs eternal in man's breast and keeps him going when there's nothing else to keep him going. I find that in the world there are a lot of people who just don't have that kind of hope. A lot of people who are really kind of brainy and brilliant, but they sure haven't got too much hope. They live in a kind of a formula, and if they you talk to them out of that formula, they don't believe what you say anyway. For example, I was telling the boss yesterday that the astronauts that are going to take a trip around the moon couldn't fail. And that was the most shocking thing he ever heard. He said, "What do you mean they can't fail?" And I said, "They wouldn't be going on the trip if they was going to fail." And he said, "Well, what's to prevent them from failing?" And I said, "Well, they've been working on it for many years." I said, "These guys are not just crawling in a spacecraft and going to take a check around the moon. They've done all the preliminaries." He said, "What about the three that got killed?" And I said, "Well, it was just carelessness. They were careless in building the craft and all this. But," I said, "they won't fail. They'll go around and they'll come back." And he thought I was nuts because I took that attitude. I said, "Boss, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think that I was going to be successful in doing what I'm doing." I said, "I don't even think there's a chance that I can't be." And I said, "And that's the way I live." I said, "Everything I do, I know with a positive assurance that it's right and that I'm absolutely right." I said that I might not get along with the public, but if I don't believe that, sure as hell nobody else is going to believe it. Well, they can't philosophize like that because they don't have the problems I have, maybe, not knowing what's going on around the world. But that's the way a lot of us are who struggle through life and don't know the formula, I guess. But anyway, some of us manage to get along pretty good, particularly if we've been fortunate enough to have a good pal and a buddy and a wife and a shipmate and a sweetheart and a mistress who understands and who cares quite a bit and who writes me nice letters like the one you wrote me tonight, telling me how much you love me and telling me how good you feel when you get a letter and telling me that things are going pretty good. And that makes it all right, because this is the time of year when we better start thinking about that. And you better start thinking good too, boy, and keep it up, because Christmas is coming. And you don't know, but I'm going to write to Santa Claus right away. And I'm going to have him tell him quite a few things. And I think that if you send me them good thoughts, I'll be able to pass them on to Santa Claus. I picked me up some Christmas cards while I was in Da Nang yesterday, a couple of boxes. I think I'll send them out to all the people from here, just so they'll get a Christmas card from Vietnam. I don't expect that it makes too much difference to them, but I don't know, some of my old friends like Captain Admiral Camel and maybe Lydia, some of the people from years back might be interested to know that I'm still in Vietnam working away. Maybe some of my old sailor friends, like Tommy, would be glad to hear from me from out here. But don't let that stop you from sending Christmas cards from you and I. If you have anything to say, if you want something to say, you can just put a little note in there and say, Carly might send you one from Vietnam. He isn't home yet, but I expect him home for Christmas. How about that? I've got to get a package together too and send back. I've got a little plaque some kid gave me that shows a couple of sad-eyed cranes standing in a tree with a yellow and red moon. And I've got a fork and a spoon thing you hang on the wall. And I've got a little bust of a Madonna or Mother Mary or something made out of wood that a Filipino gave me. And I got a beautiful little bow gun that a fella gave me night before last. Beautiful thing. It's one of the best made I've ever seen. I'm going to disassemble it and try and find a box to put it in. And then I'm going to ship these things home. And I've got a kind of a napkin and ring holders that a Filipino gave me, brought from the Philippines, that I want to send home to you. And so I'll have to get that box packaged and ready to go. I'm also looking forward to the box that you packed for me with my shorts. I sure need them, and I appreciate you cutting them down because 38s are still kind of large for me. And 36s ought to be just right. I've been wearing this one pair of golden shorts day after day. I slip them off now and then, let them wash them. I mean, in the evenings, I wear my khaki trousers in the daytime. But I like to come home and take a shower about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, put on my shorts and my go-aheads, and eat chow. Then I like to come and write my letters to my baby, read my mail, or relax. And that's kind of the way the day passes. It seems as though it really passes too. Here it is, the 14th of November, and I don't know where the time went. It seems not too long ago that it was October, my birthday. And it won't be too long till it would be December, your birthday. And look out, baby. I guess Thanksgiving will come by and you'll probably go someplace, or you might have somebody over to eat with you. But more than likely you'll be invited out. Maybe my people will want you to come and eat with them. I did tell you that the picture of Jenny receiving the Medal of Honor was real nice. Thank you for it. And I just wondered what she's going to do for Thanksgiving. I guess she's got her boyfriends and her own life now. Does she even pay any attention to her parents anymore? Well, thanks for the package when I get it anyway. And, gee, honey, I just don't know how to start to tell you how much I am pleased that you sort of come out of the doldrums a little bit. I know that it's rather disappointing not to get mail every day, and I know that I should write you every day, and I feel very disturbed when I go to bed and I'm just kind of laying there fagged out, and I say, God, I haven't written to that gal, and son, and I say, oh, she'll forgive me. She'll forgive me, because the next time I write, I'm going to give her all my love and tell her that she's the one for me. And the letter tonight proves that I'm right, because you do forgive me. But don't be afraid to sit down and squawk a little bit. Get it out of your system. Don't let me get away with that stuff. Don't let me be too careless, because I do get involved, and I get, sometimes I get involved in the work, and sometimes it's enthused, and like Lou says, and sometimes you get down. But normally, I'm pretty high up all the time. I think things are going along quite well. I get real disturbed at individuals. I still want to punch people in the nose. And I begin to think now, though, maybe I'm too damn old, you know. You can't just, I got to kind of change my thought. But anyway, this, the letters like I got from you today, although you was telling me a lot about your problems, or with the Ruth's problems, and although I felt a little bit sad that I, since I thought she might be coming along a little better, I'm still bolstered when I get the letters from you that are tell me that you're happy and that you love me, and even says even Cindy Lou loves you still. Well, I love you too, baby. I love you with all my heart. I think, as I've said time and again, you're the most wonderful person in all of this world, and how you've managed to help me along, and how you managed to keep all of yourself well balanced, is just an indication that George Ferris raised a real nice girl, and raised him just like George Ferris would like to be himself. And like he was, a little bullheaded, probably, but real nice, real good looking too. And I'm real anxious to come home. So, but it won't be long. Then we'll see what happens. Maybe, like you say, maybe if the war gets over, you can come out and visit me in Old Quarnai. They don't let people up the country much, but I don't know why. This would be the ideal place for a guy and his wife to work. And I hope that I'd like to kind of continue in this kind of work, but I don't want to have to put you in a lot of discomfort. There's pretty good money here, and if I can get a raise pretty soon, I've got a couple of raises so far, but if I could get a real raise like the one I told you about, I think I might be encouraged to struggle along a little longer, because we're putting money in the bank, and that's what we want. Well, anyway, just to tell you, honey, how much I love you again. I think of you all the time, and if you don't hear from me every day, you get a lot of loving thoughts from me many, many times every day. So just keep that in your mind. Carly thinks of you all the time, and he thinks of his little dog, too. And he thinks of the cold weather back there, too. And he hopes that he don't freeze to death, because he ain't got no warm clothes out here to bring back with him. But I know somebody that'll keep me warm, always. And I'm looking forward to the time when I get off that airplane and she's standing right there on the dock to see me. That, my dear, is going to be the happiest birthday that I'm going to celebrate for you for a long time. So, tell old Charlie howdy, and tell the rest of the folks that you see him that I said hello, and I'll be seeing you sometime about the 20th. Of course, I'll write you lots between now and then. But don't give up the ship. Just because the mailman don't knock at the door. Remember, as I said before, that if I don't write you every day, I think about you many, many times every day. And as I move around this country and fly over it, I think, geez, just over that horizon, my baby's sitting waiting for me. And pretty soon I'll be back there to see her. The whole truth. You give all the encouragement you can to people, like you tell me. And goodbye, baby. I love you.